We were zoicha to have the mitzvah of Sipra Yitzias Mitzrayim on the Al-Seder. And we continue to have the mitzvah of Zchiras Yitzias Mitzrayim each morning and each evening. And the question is, what's the nekudas achilik between Sipra Yitzias Mitzrayim that we have once a year, or twice a year if we have Yom Tov Sheni, and Zchiras Yitzias Mitzrayim that we have every day and every night? So I'd like to speak out on Mahalach, Apila Rishonim, not Adarcha Limud, Mitzad, not Mitzad, it could be Nachkamina Talach Lamaisa, that's something else. Mitzad Adarcha Limud, Amahalach Lamaim. So Minchas Chinuch is done Baruch, what's Nekud Zachilik, what's the difference between Tzibi Tzis Mitzayim and Tzchias Mitzayim? There's all the Paiskim that say that Tzchias Tzis Mitzayim, it could be Yaitzi, Aida Hira, Mashenki, Nagabi, Tzibi Tzis Mitzayim, since it says, the God to the Bincha, so you have a God of the Peh. That's a poshut though, that you could be Yaitzi, the Shirat Yisim Tzayim, the Hero. So what's the Chilik? So Tzidua, Rav Chaim in Stencil, says three fundamental Chilukim between Shirat Yisim Tzayim and Tzipur Yisim Tzayim. I see the Rambam, if you go to the Rambam, when he speaks out Tzipur Yisim Tzayim, so he says three things. By Sibet Yitz Mitzrayim, you have Matzah B'Gnus Mitzrayim B'Shvach. By Sibet Yitz Mitzrayim, it's necessary to speak out the Tamim also, why Pesach, why Matzah, why Moral. And also Sibet Yitz Mitzrayim needs to be Derech Shaila V'Tshuva. Like it says in the Pasuk, Yishalcha Bincha Mochar, you have to have Derech Shaila V'Tshuva. So it comes out according to this, that Sibet Yitz Mitzrayim is a whole different level. It has many, many different protein, which make up the mitzvah Sibbatis Mitzrayim, that Sibbatis Mitzrayim does not have. The Ma'isa though, we find that Avudram at the Shaila, how come we don't make a bracha on Sibbatis Mitzrayim? Like all mitzvahs, we should have a bracha on the mitzvah. Why don't we have birchas on mitzvahs? We should make a bracha. So it brings two shuvahs from Yishayim. He brings one shuvah, he brings from Bein Aperet, he brings that you're already yoytzi mitzvah Sibbatis Mitzrayim in Kiddush. Since you mentioned the Tzitzis Mitzrayim in Kiddush, so you're already Yaisi. So when it comes to say that God, that we can't anymore make a bracha, you're already Yaisi. Another tshuva that Avraham Avinu brings from the Rashba, that it's a mitzvah she'im v'shir. Because you could be Yaisi, even one word of Tzitzis Mitzrayim, already Yaisi, the mitzvah Sibba Tzitzis Mitzrayim. It's a mitzvah she'im v'shir, and therefore, it doesn't have a bracha.
So,
I'm planning on giving a to that. But, after that, the smach, the shayla is asked, Mitzvah Talmud Torah has a bracha, and also the Talmud Torah in the shir. So Ma'is is another shtickle in B'skirah, brings from Rabbi Chaim, that birchas Torah is not birchas mitzvah. That's a different gather altogether. So if you want to know why, you know, birchas mitzvah on Talmud Torah, that would stem very nicely according to the Rash, but the Vodan brings that the taka, mitzvah shayim shir, doesn't have birchas mitzvah, the taka be vegishmah. So nice, it's involved in Rishonim that according to both tshuvas in Rishonim, that you could be Yaitzi, Aidei, Zchir Ba'al, it could be Yaitzi, Mr. Tzipetis and Tzai. Two tshuvas, is that a reason why not to make a bracha or not? According to the Rashba, that it's obviously not to make a bracha. According to the first teret, according to the first teret, it's only because you were Yaitzi and Kiddush, but either way, it's a value that I day one word of a Zechira, you already Yaitzi and Mitzvah Tzipetis Mitzrayim. If so, first of all, the Chayyah is not like Reb Chaim. Okay, it's not like Reb Chaim. But second of all, so Hadra Kushla Dufte, according to the Yishayim, what's the difference between Zechira Mitzrayim and Tzipetis Mitzrayim? And the third question is, and if that's the Masteach, the Chayyah is against the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "When Gemil Omer, like call me Shloi Omer, Shloi Shadvar Meilu bePesach, like Yotzi Deichei Vatzai." So, some way in the Mishnah, it's being Yotzi Chayva Sipur Tzis Mitzrayim. It's necessary to mention Pesach Matzah Umor. So, how could we showing him come along and say that Yotzi through Kiddush, that Yotzi through one word Ba'alma? So, my son, this we have showing the Ran on the Mishnah of call me Shloi Omer, Shloi Shadvar. Ran says, "Tak, it's not pshat that you weren't yaitzi at all. You weren't yaitzi the mitzvah koroy." You weren't yaitzi the mitzvah properly. To be yaitzi the mitzvah properly, it's necessary to say Shloish Dvarim Eilu B'Pesach. But it's not ma'akiv in the mitzvah. Even if you weren't, even if you didn't say Shloish Dvarim Eilu, you're still yaitzeh the mitzvah. So ma'akiv, the Rishonim is very mirushav. The Rishonim say that be'etzen, you're mekayim the mitzvah by Kiddush. You could be mekayim the mitzvah by day one word. If you're only going to be yaitzeh the mitzvah through that, though, it's not karoi. In order to be mekayim the mitzvah karoi, you need to be the concept of being yotzi a mitzvah not karoi, somewhere in Tosfos and the gabe chiyuv achilas maror, so you're supposed to have maror after matzah, like it says matzah imrayim echlu. If you're yotzi mitzvah before maror, you're yotzi mitzvah. It says in Tosfos you weren't yotzi kimitzvah. You could do more again later to do it properly. But the concept of being yotzi mitzvah not karoi. And Efshar, according to this, that's Pshat Rav Chaim also. Rav Chaim doesn't mean to say that it's not mukhach from Rav Chaim that you're only yotzi the mitzvah at kam that it's derech shai v'tshuva, at kam that you're matzah v'gnos v'mesayim v'shvach, at kam that you're matzah v'tayim v'mitzvah. Rav Chaim is saying that there's a in contrast to mitzvah schir tzitzis mitzayim, that's just a schir v'alma. Sifat Yis Mitzrayim is different. Sifat Yis Mitzrayim requires these three things. But it's not a sphere to the Rishonim. We've seen the Rishonim that it's enough Kiddush. But Afal Picha, in order to be Yotzi Sifat Yis Mitzrayim properly, that Rav Chaim says that you need to have these three things. So my six Mavoyer, that in contrast, we asked, the original Shaila is, what's the difference between Tzchias Tzitzis Mitzrayim and Sipur Tzitzis Mitzrayim? So in a Chanami, you could be Yotzi Sipur Tzitzis Mitzrayim, I did Tzchias at all, but it's not Karoi, it says in Ran. It's not being Yotzi Mitzvah properly. Once you be Yotzi the Mitzvah properly, there's additional three things, like Tzvah in the Rambam, like if Chaim speaks out, Matzah B'Gnus Mitzrayim B'Shvach, Tzach Shaila and Shuva, and to be Matzah B'Tamim Mitzvah. And this is learned out from V'Gad Tzvah Bincha. It should be a sipur. So in contrast to sphere, that's enough as sphere of alma, the sipur tis mitzrayim has to be a sipur, has to be a godam. A sipur has, what's the time why I need to have a derech shayla and tshuva? So the chayla derech pshat, if something is said over and the other side expresses interest in it, so then the dvar mamisyashma lay much better. If there's no interest in it standing said over, it's lacking in the Haggadah. In Haggadah, in saying over. So the Chaya, these three things are making it a proper Haggadah, not just a Tzchir Ba'alma. The Aleph Beis is, we need the child, or whoever's there, to express interest, to hear the story. And that's a fundamental part of the mitzvah. And that's why we find the different Hekarim that we do, in order so that the teenage should be Shoyal. We're Makdim, Koshengi before the Suda, or Masaik the Ka'ara, in order so that the child should ask. And it's interesting, the Lashon, the Gemara says, in order so that should be Derech Shaila V'Tshuva, so there's a din to say Manishtana. But the Ma'aseh is two Gemaras, the Gemara says, Patartin Miloyim Manishtana. The Gemara brings the Ma'aseh on Kuftas Vavon Beis, that with Abaye and Rabba, and Abaye asked, how can we Messiah the Ka'ara? And Rabba was excited from the fact that he asked, why Messiah the Ka'ara? And he said, Amalei Rabba, Petartan, Miloyim Manishtana. We've now potter from saying Manishtana. And again, afterwards in Kuftis Ayin over Alice, the Gemara says that Rav Nachman said to his Eved, that's Yotzi the Chayus, and he gives him Kesed and Zor, what does he need to say? It says, Amalei Boy, the doing the shvuche, omalei patalton miloyim manishtana. So, just the lashon in the gemara patalton miloyim manishtana. It sounds sometimes the person in the avdol could be potter. You know, what's the excitement of being potter from saying manishtana? The chayyav, a person is a potter from a mitzvah. He doesn't have to say something. It's not a reason for excitement. But pshat is the ma'ilan the hagada is not likuv. The ma'ilan hagada is that. It's not time to be said. It'd be said when the other side expressed interest. Then the Dvarim are Mitzyashim Alalev. Ad Kedekach, that בעצם, there's no סיבה בעצם to say מנשתנה. The child himself is misoyer to the shinuyim of the night. So in taka betatim loyim manishtana, the mice of this a machoikis. Toisa says that mitoich the shinu, you're going to be misoyer. He's going to come on later on to ask manishtana, but the marilis mavoyer that it came that the kid. A child asks about other shinuyim altogether of the night, so there's no din be'etzim to say manishtana. And tzvavoy, because the nekuda is the ma'ila and the mitzvah of sibutis mitzayim is the nekuda of derech shaila and shuva is that it be said with interest from the other side. The choyer matzah b'gnus mitzayim v'shvach, that's the other chilek, is eshel derech pshat. It's more dramatic. It's matzah b'gnus mitzayim v'shvach. The things are mitzayashim better. And the third nekud of Reb Chaim, of Pesach Matzah Umor, to say the timing of the mitzvahs, the timing, that everything be said with time. And also, Pesach Matzah Umor, we're mitzviah on the matzah, mitzviah on the umor, so that it be tangible, something, it be not something abstract. That's the Maya Sibutis Mitzvah is not just the Sri of Alma, it's that it be said in the oifen that Chayvodim Laharis Atzmoy, that he live it, but it's not likuva. It's enough just a schir ba'am. That's the first chilek. The chilek between schir and tzipor is that you have these three things to actually live the tzipor, and that's necessary in order to mekayim the mitzvah karoy. But in a chanami, you could be mekayim shloi karoy through a schir ba'am. The mice is another chilek. What happens? There's another nekuda that we find in Sivus Yisnutzayim, the mitzvah to say it over to the kid v'dafka. This we don't have throughout the year when we say when we're maskit Yisnutzayim, we're maskit ourselves. So the parashas in the Rambam is that. Efter the Pashas, there's two separate mitzvahs. The Rambam starts off and says, Mitzvahs estish atayu l'sapa beneath the mitzvahs. And Sifbeid, the Rambam says, Mitzvah leidia l'bonim. Vafiru lo ishtalu shenema vigad to l'bincha. So Pashas says, there's two separate mitzvahs. The first one is mitzvah, but he doesn't speak it over to his kids. So he's not being kind vigad to l'bincha. So according to this, if a person has his son is not by the seder table, he's not there, so is it true that he would come out that he's not being the kind the mitzvah v'gad says in battle the mitzvah? Elamah l'choy leishaman l'choy we're makbar on it, but not even in battle the mitzvah. Elamah we're going to say that v'gad to bincha is only when you have small children, not big children. The Ram is involved that the mitzvah v'gad the mitzvah is going also on a ben katan, also a ben gadol. Those that say that the mitzvah v'gad to the bincha is only at kama the father has what to teach. At kama the kid knows. No, so then there's no chiyuv v'gadza. But kam the father is a big time chacham. He always has what to teach the child. So if he's not going to be, if the child's not there at the same, he's not teaching to him, is he going to be mevatel the mitzvah? All right, he's mechuyev to teach the fi dai tishul ben chacham tam each one. So if he says the same nusach as agada to each one, so is he either? It's truly talking about mevatel the mitzvah. So there's a giloy. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, it's very clear that the mitzvah of igad to the bincha is not limited to teaching one's own child. When the Rambam speaks out the etz mitzvah of sipetis, the Rambam says shetivonu l'sapetis mitzrayim v'lel chamisha asa benison. He speaks out the mitzvah. Rambam doesn't say one word about one's own child. Later on, the Rambam is mamshich and says, "Efsher." He brings a mechilta as a drasha that Efsher would be room to think that since it says "Vigad to the bincha," I'm only mekayim the mitzvah with my child. And he says, no, there's a gili from a pasuk of Zohar, Shemesh, Yitzasim, that you became, that you became mitzvah, even someone who doesn't have a bet. The mice is very random. That you became, that the mitzvah we got to bincha is not limited to one's own child. The Rambam in Yad brings the pasuk regatzah of mincha as a makar to the chiyuv to teach one's own child. So choy the same child Rambam is that avada the mitzvah is to be misafir and it's not limited to teaching one's own child. But the mitzvah min mufchar, the prat medinei mitzvah is to be mekayim the agada with one's child, but it's not ikum the etz of mitzvah. Just like we found until now that it's mevayin rishonim that you can mekayim the mitzvah des chira koldu, but afal pichin to mekayim mitzvah karoi. So we have drashas of Chazal, yes, b'derech shaila tshuva. All three things that Rav Chaim said. Also, the gabi the din of the gadol vincha. It's also not an ikum that's a mitzvah. It's mevayin the Rambam that it's chilek of the mitzvah to secret to Mitzrayim. But the gabi gadol vincha. There's a pasuk that teaches me that even if someone doesn't have a ben, he can still be kind of mitzvah. But still, because it says the gadol vincha, the lechatchila oifen to be kind of mitzvah with a person's son. If he doesn't have a son, he may not ben. So then, he's mekayim shaila tshuva in a different way. It's lechatchila take a way to be kind of mitzvah. But there's a Josh that tells me may not ben in a chanaim can kind of mitzvah in a different way. So therefore, according to this, a camera that his son is with him, avada he can kind of the mitzvah of the gadol vincha in the best possible fashion with when his son is there. But to be mechayiv one's son to come to him, or to mekayim with the gadol vincha, there's a din. We learn after the pasuk, ain loy ben, to mekayim without the ben. But you're not being mevatel. It's not a separate mitzvah. The sefer of it, the first round, the mitzvah sefer tis mitzrayim, b'chlolius is learned out from the gadol vincha. So you can be mekayim the mitzvah without one's son. But there's a mile in the mitzvah. The best way to do the mitzvah is to do it through speaking out to one son. But it's not a mitzvah. It's not a separate mitzvah to tell the sefer to one's own son. No, it's a mile in the life in the general mitzvah of sefer tis mitzrayim. The mele. Since it's not a din in the son. It's a mile in the life in the sefer. There's a shaila. What happens if for the son it's not yontif? Because he doesn't keep Yom Tov Sheni. For the father, it's Yom Tov, he has Yom Tov Sheni. So, does he mekayim the mitzvah of Sipur or not? Are they copy the son? It's not the Yom Tov, but copy the father, it is Yom Tov. So, the choyo, a time that we're saying that it's not a din in the son, it's not Shaykh's the son, it's din the father, that he has to, the best way for him to be mekayim the mitzvah of Sipur is through selling it over to the son. So, it doesn't make enough kamina whether or not the son has Yom Tov, it doesn't have Yom Tov. The Maisa, the best way for him to Mekayim is with the son. Again, it's not ma'akiv if the son's not there, but still there's a mile to say it over to the son. As I start back down, from Rav Yashiv, the Rav Yashiv said, Kipshuto, yeah, Vada, there's no chilek, if it's Yom Tov for the son or not Yom Tov for the son. So the Maisa we spoke out that you can be mekayim the mitzvah, I guess, your ba'al. But to mekayim it properly, you need to be, have these three things that Chaim speaks out, matzul b'gnusim sayim v'shvach, shloish dvorim, and derech shayin shuv. The ma'isa though, we have a sif in Shulchan Aruch. It says, in Sim Tov Pei Aleph, it says, Chai v'odom nasik v'hichus ha-pesach, v'tis mitzayim, v'saf ha-b'nisim nefloif, So where does this come into the picture? So then, Achtach Tefenusheina. It's from Voyer Reina. Yoytzi, I did Chir Kodu. You Mechuyev Achtach Tefenusheina. I spot down the Mokash from the Rosh and from the Tesefta, from the Meister of Avoz of Yeshua. So Meister, coming back, the Rishonim speak out that it's Sibbet Yisrael. It's mitzvah she'enem shir. Talmud Torah also doesn't have a shir. Talmud Torah also, you have a mitzvah of agisa v'yam v'layla. You have a mitzvah to learn Torah all the time. It's afal pichin, it says in the Gemara, that you could be part of yourself in the chiyum Talmud Torah, idei kriyish mashachas v'avis, it says in the Gemara in Zorim. Rav dach kriyish mashachas v'avis, the going speaks out. Even idei mila kozu, a person is yoyis, the idei is chiyuv to talmud Torah. Mitzad sheni, a person is mechuyev to learn Torah the whole time. Like it says, v'gisa v'yayim v'layla. So going, Shnei Sriyo, is mazvir that Be'etzem, he's mechuyev all the time. But a kama that he can't be oisik in Torah, he has a different mitzvah, shiyuv shas oisik adeachayim, whether it's a mitzvah panos or mitzvah achila. So then he has to make sure not to have, l'kol pachas to mekayim a little bit of Torah every day. But be'etzem, a kama that person that's nice, he's mechuyev, he's oisik in Torah all the time. So chayet adeach zeh. Where does the shiur, where does the atchtach defenu shena come in? What's the mokta atchtach defenu shena? Pshad is the be'etzim person's mukhiv to be oisik and tibetis of time as much as possible. Unless he's honest, atchtach defenu shena. If Kami has more times, he has a mitzvah on him. If Kami is honest 100%, he can't be mekayim. The minimum to be oisik de chayva is they even one word it could be yotzi. It's mekayim mitzvah properly. It's necessary to mekayim the three things that Chaim speaks out. But a kama person has more time and he's not honest, he's mechuyev. He's obligated to continue. He's obligated to continue as much as he could until he's as long as he's not honest. Ashtaf Fenusheino is honest. Ashtaf Fenusheino. This is another chilek between Tzipur Tzis Mitzrayim and Tzchir Tzis Mitzrayim. Tzchir Tzis Mitzrayim, once a person is masked Tzis Mitzrayim, is that what you can't, is the Yotzi Tzchir Tzis Mitzrayim, so we have all the three chilek and the three of Reb Chaim to live the Tzipur, masked Tzibur Tzayim Mishrach, Tzich Shaila and Shuvah. Mitzvah and Mufcha, Tzibur Mekayin and Mitzvah, through together with the Son. But more than that, we call Marbus up raising Meshuvah to continue to misapir throughout the whole night. Ach Shtach Defenu Sheino. It's all part of the mitzvah. Well, Musayin is a shayla. The Rambam isn't minus Tzchias Tzis Mitzrayim is a mitzvah by itself. It's only minus Tzipur Tzis Mitzrayim. So those that say that Tzchias Tzis Mitzrayim is connected to Tzipur Tzis Mitzrayim, it's not a separate mitzvah. The Maisa. Now that we learned the inyonim of Tzipur Tzis Mitzrayim, that it should be to live the Tzipur as much as possible, to go through it. Only once we're mitzvah of the Tzipur, then it's possible to make a Tzchira every day. That which we should be Zoyche every day, the Tzchir Tzis Mitzrayim is because El HaSeidim, we're mitzvah, went to the Tzipur, we told it over, we lived it as much as we could, Kfir Choteinu, and then after that, every day of the year, every night of the year, we continue to remember those Dibur and that Haggadah that we spoke over, let us say that.